Your 8 o'clock news is read by Susan Jackson.
The US President Donald Trump has said that any country doing business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on all trade with the US effective immediately. There have been widespread protests in Iran for over 2 weeks, and human rights groups say 650 people have been killed. The White House has said that Mr. Trump remains unafraid to deploy military force against Iran, but said it was pursuing diplomacy as a first resort. Iranian authorities have blamed foreign interference for stoking the unrest and staged their own nationwide counter-rallies. At least 4 people were killed overnight in the city of Kharkiv and 6 people were wounded after Russian forces launched attacks on Ukraine's 2 largest cities. The mayor of Kharkiv said a Russian long-range drone struck a medical facility for children and caused a fire. The head of Kyiv's military administration said the capital came under a short but intense attack from missiles. There were no reports of injuries. The first meeting of the government in 2026 will hear today of legislative priorities for the coming Dáil term. Among them is the International Protection Bill that will speed up asylum processing times and significantly change rules around family reunification for refugees who are granted status. Our political coverage editor, Joe McGrailey.
Changes to the rules governing migration and asylum seeking have been well signalled by the government. And this morning, the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, will ask colleagues to approve the International Protection Bill 2026. It will bring major changes to Irish asylum laws by giving effect to the EU Migration and Asylum Pact and aligning Ireland with the approach to migration in other member states. Processing of asylum applications will be streamlined, with decisions on granting or refusing refugee status and issuing return to country of origin orders to be made within a 3-month time limit. The bill will change regulations that allow people who are granted refugee status bring family to Ireland. They will now have to wait 3 years for family reunification, will have to show they are financially self-sufficient, and only immediate family members will be allowed. Joe McGrailey, RTE News.
More than two-thirds of health workers are actively considering leaving their role, according to new research. The study was commissioned by the Health and Welfare Division of the trade union FORSA and was conducted by the think tank TASC. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
This survey of more than 3,700 FORSA members across the HSE, TUSLA, Section 38 and voluntary organisations found that many staff report low morale, extreme pressure from understaffing and poor communication from management. Three quarters of those surveyed said they regularly consider leaving their role, while 67% said they are actively considering leaving. In response, the HSE said that a recent survey of over 25,000 staff that it conducted found overall job satisfaction, enthusiasm for work, and a feeling of being trusted to do the job all remain high since the last survey in 2023. The HSE added that it is committed to staff career progression opportunities as well as staff training, development and supports.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, has said that Ireland will provide €42 million in assistance for the people of Palestine this year. The funding includes €20 million in core funding to support the work of UNRWA and €2 million to support the work of the Egyptian and Palestinian Red Crescent Societies. It brings the total funding provided by Ireland to €144 million in 3 years. Ms. McEntee made the announcement during her visit to Egypt. Today, she's due to take part in a series of political engagements in Jordan and see the work of organisations working with Palestinian and Syrian refugees. The French far-right leader Marine Le Pen is due to begin an appeal in a Paris court that will determine whether she can run in the 2027 presidential election. The longtime leader of the National Rally Party and others were found guilty last year of misappropriating more than €4 million in EU funds and given a 5-year ban from running for public office. She appealed the decision and said the party used the funds legitimately. The hearing is expected to last a month, with a decision expected this summer. Two Democrat-controlled U.S. states, Minnesota and Illinois, are suing the Trump administration over the mass deployment of immigration and customs enforcement agents. They've called the policy unconstitutional. The legal action follows the killing of a woman last week in Minneapolis by an ICE agent, which led to nationwide protests. The Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, who announced the lawsuit, said the surge of immigration officers into the state has made people feel less safe.
We allege that DHS's use of excessive and lethal force, their warrantless racist arrests, their targeting of our courts, our churches, houses of worship, and schools are a violation of the Administrative Procedures Act on arbitrary and capricious federal actions. And we ask that the courts will end the surge of thousands of DHS agents into Minnesota.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation. The Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
A wet start in most areas, but outbreaks of rain will clear eastwards this morning with sunshine and isolated showers following from the west for the rest of the day. Highest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees.